let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher in the studio right here with Father John Wargle. Welcome back, Father John. Good to see you.
Well, thanks for being so welcoming.
Good. I'm glad to be able to do that. And can you imagine, this is our 50th episode.
Oh,
this is our 50th
maybe
podcast.
Maybe we should break out the champagne and celebrate. What do you think? Yeah. Kind of early in the morning for that.
Yeah, kind of early. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. Yeah,
I don't think I can either.
Today we're going to continue to talk about Jacob.
Yeah.
And his fight with kind of that unknown theophany. He doesn't know what's happening to him, and then he figures it out.
Yeah. In our last podcast, we talked about this encounter that Jacob had when he was being pursued out of the land. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
And it was a temple vision. We talked about that, mm-hmm. You know, the stairway to heaven, right? And so now I wanted to pair that with this particular text because he's being pursued back into the land by an angry Laban, right?
Yeah.
Father-in-law. And of course, he's looking at what's in front of him. And
yes,
in front of him is a brother
that, Esau, who's,
that in his mind wants to get him.
Yeah,
right?
He's very angry.
Yeah. Phew. He's very afraid.
Yep. And he's very afraid.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah. So Jacob's afraid. Esau is angry.
Yeah, that's right. and Jacob's very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was able to see this when actually is in Palestine. When you're in the Jordan Valley, you can just look at, you know, the horizon. You see this big wall called, which is Jordan now. You know, it's kind of like a massive wall made by the river, you know, over the centuries. And you can see a little crack there, you know, where the Jabbok River had cut its way into the plateau.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that, you know. I said, man, that's the place where Jacob wrestled with God.
It's just amazing to even think about. But
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
What a story.
It is so powerful. So powerful, Danny, that we're actually going to do two podcasts on this particular event from two different perspectives.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay. So we'll look at the more fundamental, or not shouldn't say fundamental, but the, you know, the basic
story itself,
right now. Okay?
Yep.
So he's in the dark. He's all alone. He meets this dark figure. And even before this, what he did is he sent his least valuable possessions and his least favorite wife, right?
Right, yeah.
With her kids, you know, and then he kind of leaves his favorite Rachel and her kid.
Yeah, he splits everything in two, kind of.
That's right, yeah. So you can see that the guy, you know, he's still... He's very calculating,
yes.
and
I thought it was funny how he sort of plans out, okay, you guys go ahead, and if you see Esau, tell him, Jacob's on his way.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to be seen first.
Yeah, right. That's right. So anyways, but at this moment, he's all alone.
Yeah.
Okay. And he finds himself in combat. Danny, when's the last time you fought yourself? I mean, you were really in combat fighting for your life. Can you remember that?
No.
No, I mean, I can't.
I can't think of a time. I had a fight when I was about 12.
Yeah.
And that wasn't for my life.
Yeah,
you
right.
You know what I mean?
I can't think
of a time.
I mean, this is violence. This is terror. The fight itself is terror. I mean, fights are awful. You know, you've seen them, haven't you?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
and it's terrible. So here's Jacob. He's locked in combat fighting for his life.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and it's going on all night. So, you know, you have to hand it to Jacob. You know, he's a pretty tough dude. I mean, I'd get tired out, right?
But yeah, it is amazing.
But the adrenaline must have been flowing, right? And things are going pretty well for him
right.
until this stranger puts his hand on his thigh and
knocks his hip. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Right. His core body is out of whack now.
Right.
And
so he just can't continue.
No, but he does, in a sense, by wrapping his arms around him.
Yeah.
Because he knows mysteriously that when this stranger touched his thigh, he knew something about this stranger he didn't know before.
Yeah.
That, whoa, this is a supernatural being.
Right. There's something going on here that's bigger than humanity. Yeah.
Right. And he has an inkling that it's a good spiritual being, and maybe even a theophany.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does he do? He holds on to him and grasps a hold of him, and he won't let him go until he gives him a blessing.
Right. And the theophany says, hey, I got to go. It's getting light out.
Yeah, right.
Let me go.
Let me go, right? And so what happens is that Jacob asked him, well, actually, I think God asked him his name, you know, your name is Jacob, but now he's going to change his name.
Yeah.
Which shows his domination over Jacob.
Yeah, sure.
And when Adam names animals, it shows his dominion.
Mm-hmm.
When God changes people's names, it shows that God is Lord of that person. He changed Abram
right.
to Abraham,
mm-hmm.
right? And now he's changing Yaakov, which you know what his name means, right? Remember?
Nope.
Heel.
Oh, the heel.
He's
oh,
the heel.
How could I forget that?
Right.
Of course, of course. Yeah, that poor guy.
I love you, Danny.
That's a terrible, name.
You, I keep on putting you on the spot. Right. Yeah, he goes from being a heel to Yisrael, which can be interpreted a couple of ways. It could be one for whom God strives for him, okay? Mm. Or it could be he who strives with God, which,
yeah.
you know, obviously see here,
yes,
okay?
Right.
So this is a huge moment in his life because we're talking about Jacob, what we call, you know, fondly a jerk, right?
Right.
Now.
Fondly.
He's starting his ascent in a sense.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
He's Yisrael, okay? This guy, don't mess with him, because he had an encounter with God, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and he came out alive, and that's what he's just shocked. He says, what's your name? He says, why do you ask him? My name's too wonderful for you. And he says, oh, good Lord. Okay, now I know.
Right, so now he has the realization.
Now he has that realization,
that he
right.
saw God, saw the face of God, and survived, which is
that's right.
really amazing.
You right.
know, another amazing.
Yeah. And that's a paradox we'll talk about in the next podcast.
Okay.
But here we see that he walks with a limp.
Right.
I've heard it said, and it's probably as old as Moses, so you know, even older than Moses, that never trust a man without a limp.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
And that's a paradox we'll talk about in the next podcast.
Okay.
But here we see that he walks with a limp.
Right.
I've heard it said, and it's probably as old as Moses, so you know, even older than Moses, that never trust a man without a limp.
Because he hasn't been through it.
He hasn't been through it, right? Yeah, yeah. You can tell people who've wrestled with God, they walk a certain amount, you know, metaphorically, with a limp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
It's always cost something when you are in contact with God at this close range.
Right, yeah.
Right. I mean, I just thought off the top of my head, I mean, St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken into these marvelous encounters where he saw things that are not even lawful to talk about, probably not even able to talk about, right? Because yeah. he couldn't find the language to discuss it. So God gave him what was called a thorn in his side.
Right, yeah.
Now, who knows what this thorn is? It could be a physical thing. It could be a spiritual, because St. Paul actually says that it was given to him so that he wouldn't become proud.
Right.
Okay.
Humility,
and,
yeah.
Right. And he called it, this thorn, a messenger from Satan.
Oh.
So it could be that he was dogged with this very evil...
Like temptation
dark,
or...
Yeah. Dark being, you know.
Yeah.
Just dogged by him, you know. So we don't know what it was, but he walked with a limp. Paul did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's there's always a cost when you connect with God
right.
like this, right? Now, there are three things here that St. Maximus the Confessor is very helpful here. He says all of us have these three things inside of us, mm-hmm. okay? We all have this power to search. God is the first creator of a search engine, okay?
Yeah. And it's in us. Google, step out of the way.
Yeah, no, think about this, okay? Because our minds are rarely inactive,
right?
Okay? By nature.
Yeah, even in sleep.
Even in sleep, they're going, there's a search engine. We're searching. What are we searching for?
Yeah.
It's a good question to ask, isn't mm-hmm. it?
You bet. Yeah.
What are we searching for?
God.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know that.
Well, that's when you answer the question. You got that one right, Danny. And then there's desire. We all have this deep desires, right?
Yeah.
But the third one is very interesting. He calls it this thumos, and it's fight. Mm. We all have fight. We're all made with fight, Danny.
Fight for what it is that we want?
Well, yeah. I mean... We see Jacob in a fight.
Yeah.
We're in a fight. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if we're in close, when we're close proximity of God, there's conflict. There really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because our wills come up against God's. And so we have this strange wrestling experience with God, just like Jacob did. Are we fighting him? Yes.
Sure, yeah. Right.
Because we want our own way, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, when we recognize God and what we're doing, we also embrace Him and ask for a blessing, right? Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
I think that for me, this story broke out and opened up at the end of your post when I was reading this part of it and I realized that Jacob was extremely vulnerable.
Right.
And for me... That's when I have encounters with God, when I'm kind of at a low point,
right?
And I'm very vulnerable. And
right.
that's when I think that God becomes, or maybe I'm just more open to an experience of God. And so like him, and then that's when the wrestling starts, when I know God is there, when I'm looking at God, you know, like I can go through a day and not think about God, but I think that when I'm vulnerable and in that place, then that's when God becomes more present to me, and that's when the fighting begins. So I loved the idea that I can't really experience God, I can't really get that limp, unless I'm open to fighting with God
yeah,
and having that,
really
and having that conflict.
You're bringing out this idea of vulnerability.
Yeah.
It's, you know, pride doesn't make us vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
And then so at some point, our pride sort of lets down and we realize, man, I'm vulnerable. I'm weak.
Yes.
What have you, right?
Yeah. I don't have the power within myself to do everything that I want to do.
That's right.
Especially if I want to go down a path toward God.
Right.
I need God. So I have to become vulnerable in order to have the fight. You know, in order to have that conflict. And I know now. I mean, I got that out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have that conflict in order to become closer.
That is so good. Well stated. And so let me just sort of bring this together, you know, with what you're talking about. And that is, God has given our soul these three powers.
Yeah.
And so we have to be aware of them and realize that we need to search for the things that God would want to search for. That is... ultimate satisfaction, fulfillment in Him, right?
Yeah.
We have to make sure our desires are lined up with what is the good, the true, and the beautiful, which is God, right? We desire these things. We also realize that we are full of fight, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. We have to fight against the things that would destroy us, and we have to fight for the good things that God would have us.
Yeah.
And the story brings those things all together, don't you? Because we know that Jacob was searching. We knew he had desire, even when he was cheating his brother and cheating everyone he could, right? It just all, and fighting others.
Yes. You know, it says it he's been doing it his whole life.
Yeah. He says, you have wrestled with God and with men. You're fighting, you know. But now with this encounter, it starts to come together for Jacob.
Yeah. And I think that, again, another thing for me is this realization that the fighting with God helps me realize that I am a fighter.
Yes.
That helps me understand that. And then it helps me look at the things that I need to fight against. That
exactly.
It helps to make those things more vivid and visible to me. And then I know that's what it is that I need to fight against, because I'm fighting with God all the time. And as I get closer to God, then I can see more clearly what things I'm fighting against.
And then you start holding on.
Yeah.
That's Lord, it. Give me a blessing.
Please. Good.
Well, thanks enough for this one. Let's look at it from another perspective in the next podcast, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Okay, thanks so much for coming in.
Mm-hmm. God bless.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.